All right, well, this is Saturday, May the 14th, and we've just seen an exciting game. League One Ontario at Centennial College here in Scarborough with Alliance roaring off to a 4-0 early lead and just killing off the rest of the game. Playing Hamilton United Elite, the first time I've ever seen them, although I've read about them in the last few years, working their way up from the Reserve League. So I have Cameron DeRoya here as the head coach of Hamilton United Elite. And we'll start with a question about how what you thought of tonight's game.
Well, obviously very disappointed with the result, but it seems to be our way this season that we start the game with 2-3 down, and then we try to grow from there. I guess it's just a lack of experience from the players that we've got together for this. And we could have had a better game. I know they're definitely better than us and more experienced, but
yes,
we did have a rough start with the 10 men and then down 2-0 in 4 minutes. So
so are you going to instigate a rule about nose jewelry?
Well, if I hadn't known that, if I had a referee, I'd have just mentioned it to me. I would have, make sure that he did not have it. But
yeah,
I suppose
trying to get it taped up. I think you see the maze of this school. It's hallways and hallways. It was 10 minutes running up and down.
That's okay. Yeah, they're trying to do their job with consistency. Right. Last game we played like that, nobody told them anything. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, disappointing, but hopefully we'll get better.
Now, about the team, Hamilton, I read, oh boy, here they come in 2019, starting off in the reserve division. And then we had the COVID wiping out a whole year. And then 2021, some teams went back to, like, the top level, some went back to the reserve division. And this year, though, you've said, okay, this is the time, let's move up. And so how have you found the competition as opposed to reserve league? How much better is it?
Well, I mean, I did not coach the reserve league. I wasn't coaching at the time, but I did watch a few games. But the reserve league is definitely a step down from here. These boys, some of these boys are very experienced players. We have a very young team, and I think we need to play and lose in a few games and learn from them, and hopefully we'll get better.
Where do you how did you recruit most of these players? Were there tryouts or from the local league and
stuff? Yeah, we had some tryouts, but it was mostly my own and my son, who's my assistant, trying to recruit them. Some of them used to play for me in a district program in Hamilton.
Right.
They're mostly university players. We have a couple that only graduated from a D1 school in the U.S. Other than that, they're all, I would say 97%, 98% of the players are all university players.
All right. Well, that's it's McMaster, I guess, the most popular school.
We have
about,
I think, 4 from McMaster. We have 2-3 from Waterloo.
Okay.
We have 3 from London. They're
right.
From all over the place, yeah.
Okay. And you play it on the McMaster University property, Ron Joyce Stadium.
Yeah.
6,000 people. It must be like York University with York.
Yeah.
York United, and sometimes it can look pretty empty. But Guelph is doing a good job.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Yeah. So, now I remember looking back at the 2020, if there had been no COVID, there was going to be a deal that you guys would play some games at Tim Hortons Field with a cooperation of Forge. Do you have anything with Forge? Like, do they supply any coaching or clinics or anything with them?
No, that I'm aware of, unless there's something going on at the higher level of the level, but I'm not aware of it.
Maybe they'll have to put that back together. Okay, yeah. Now, what's coming up is there are 2 years, the results of 2 years. There's 22 teams all piled up, and you'll play them once, and then the next year wherever was home is away, and then away is home, and so on. But how important is it for recruiting purposes and the players that there's going to do this 12-team split off within the 2 years?
Yeah, I agree with it. I think it's a great idea. It gives the teams something to work for and compete. And it doesn't matter before we finish first or last. I suppose it does matter when we finish first.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm for it. And I think if you're a good enough team in 2 years, you should be able to keep yourself in the 12. And if you're not good enough, obviously we're not good enough.
That's right. And just how I just had Orlov brag about how Lucas McNaughton was playing for Toronto FC. you from years ago playing with Mount Hamilton when he was only between 8 and 11 years old was Ryan Raposa, who plays for Vancouver Whitecaps.
Yeah, I know Ryan and his family very well. Ryan actually played for me. He was in my district team. He attended my actual clinics as well, and I know his mother very well. It's exciting that he made it and he's a pro. And but obviously, the problem is at Hamilton, we've never had a team that all players like Ryan could stick around. That's why he went to Vaughan, and they helped him get a scholarship. Now, you tell me about recruiting the players. We have so many good players from Hamilton area who are playing for Guelph or playing for Oakville. But, you know, and you can't blame them because they're established there right now. But these are all Hamilton players who are playing all over the place. Yeah. We're trying to start fresh right from the bottom. And there's going to be some growing pains, and I'm probably going to lose whatever hair I've got left. But hopefully we'll manage to keep this group in a top 12.
But it sounds exciting for you folks to have like the somewhere for the Hamilton area university players and have somewhere to play in the summer, and then the locals from 8 year olds. If you have some of your guys go out to their school on, work day or something, recruit them and say, the pride of Hamilton. All right. So thanks for talking
to
me.
No problem. Thanks for talking to us.
I think this would be a good interview.